Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The first thing I want to talk about here is the fact that this is a really groundbreaking endeavor. So right now, a team of researchers has developed an artificial intelligence system capable of analyzing the molecular structures to describe how specific compounds smell. So the AI system's findings often align really closely with those of trained human. It's called an olfactory expert, but really someone that can, like, you know, identify smells very well. And this research was recently published in Science. So this research could serve as a foundation for kind of crafting new synthetic fragrances, and also could potentially shed light on how the human brain processes scents, which is, you know, up until now, something that we didn't know a lot about, but we're discovering a lot more of with research like this. So unlike other types of sensory information, smells have a really unique neural pathway. Essentially, they travel directly from the nose to the memory and emotional sensors centers in the brain. So they're pretty much bypassing intermediary neural networks. And this direct connection is why certain smells can trigger, like, really vivid, specific memories, right? Like, sometimes you'll smell a certain fragrance. I know for me, it sounds so funny, but, like, there's a specific, like, musty boat smell. And if I smell it, I'm, like, immediately put back into this place where I was sailing across. For those that don't know, I sailed across the South Pacific. I lived on a boat for a year, sailing to almost all the islands in the South Pacific. And certain smells will take me right back there, or others will, you know, bring me back to a time in my childhood. Certain smells will remind me of my grandmother's house when she was cooking certain kinds of food or whatever. So certain smells really do have, like, an interesting, I think a lot of people know this, right, that smells have that power, but it's really interesting why. And the reason is because essentially our sense of smell is completely bypassing most all other parts of our neural net, immediately going to a center in our brain that can trigger those memories. So what's really interesting here is that, you know, this direct connection is why certain smells trigger those. And neurobiologist Alexander Vichko, who is leading a spin-off startup called Osmo from Google Research, he emphasized saying there's something special about smells. So to kind of explore the relationship between a molecule's chemical structure and its resultant smell, Wichko and his Osmo team designed a neural network. So the AI system essentially assigns one or more descriptive words from a list of around 55 terms, like fishy or winey, to various smells, and approximately 5,000 odors were analyzed for this AI system to kind of identify a pattern between their chemical structure and then the smell. So this exercise gave them around 250 correlations, which were then integrated into, you know, what they're calling essentially their principal odor map, or their POM. And this POM becomes a reference guide that the AI can consult to predict how new molecules might smell when they're, you know, created or combined. So to kind of validate the efficiency of this AI-generated POM, human volunteers were trained to describe odors using the same set of descriptors, right? They gave them that same big list of, 55 different terms. They said, you could smell this, tell us what you think it smells like based off of one of these 55 terms. And then humans were able to do it. This is the same list that the AI was using. And so when tasked with predicting the smells of 323 synthetic but recognizable odors based off of their chemical structures, the AI's predictions were actually remarkably close to the average descriptions provided by human testers. So the AI is really doing pretty much the same as a human tester when actually trying to smell something and get what it essentially know what it smells like. So Stuart Feierstein, who is a neuroscientist at Columbia University, recognized the machine learning-driven advancements and considers the Palm a potentially valuable tool, particularly for industries like food and cleaning products. However, he points out that it doesn't answer fundamental questions about the biology of human olfaction, such as the interaction of molecules with the human nose's 350 odor receptors. So that's another thing that obviously this doesn't have, is the fact that a human nose, right, has 350 different odor receptors, and that makes a big impact on how we smell things. So Pablo Myers, who is a systems biologist at IBM Center for Computational Health, he says that this research is extremely successful, correlating molecular structures with subjective smells through language. However, he questions the notion that a consensus among human descriptions of an odor should be considered quote-unquote correct, emphasizing that, quote, smell is something personal, right? Some people, like, for example, my father absolutely hates the smell of lavender, like, with a passion. I think it's fantastic. I love the smell of lavender. But, you know, smell is definitely something personal, where something may smell good to someone and bad to another person. And so I think the next kind of research frontier, according to Wilczko, is kind of understanding how different odors interact with each other to form entirely new scents, right? So beyond just, okay, here are some molecules, what do they smell like? It's like, okay, well, what if we mix the, you know, the ocean smell with like the smell of a pine tree? Like what is that creating? So both Myers and Feierstein acknowledge that this is a really complex challenge, as Firestone explains. Even a single scent like that from coffee, for example, contains hundreds of odor molecules, and the possible combination of odors could reach into the trillions. So this is far too many for a computer to really analyze comprehensively at the moment. Although with quantum computing and other, you know, advancements we're making in computing, I think we will get there. But regardless, I think tackling this kind of complexity appears to be the next logical step in understanding not only the world of scents, but also the intricacies of, you know, human and us being able to smell things. So this is very interesting. I think this has a lot of implications as we try to, you know, decode different scents. I think there's a lot of interesting research. There's probably a lot of value for the food industry, for the fragrance industry, for a lot of other industries in beyond just, you know, creating, let's say, food or fragrance, but really looking into like what are the molecules that smell good? Like probably doing some AI research where they could, once they do the more in-depth version where they're essentially combining like molecules and creating new fragrances and determining that, it'd be really interesting if they could train a model to determine like what molecules and what combination molecules humans like generally describe as good or bad, right? Because of course we know that all humans have different a different relationship with smell. So some people think some smells are good, some people think some smells are bad. It'd be really interesting to train a model on all of the combinations of molecules and find like the combination of molecules that has the highest percentage of a person thinking like it smells good for different reasons, or maybe a man thinks smell good, or a woman thinks smell good, or a teenager thinks smell good. Like there's all sorts of different segments you can put that into. And I think that'd be really interesting for the food industry, right? Like making their food smell a certain way, or of course the fragrance industry is a no-brainer. All sorts of applications here, really interesting, and a really interesting way that AI is kind of advancing that research.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.